South Sudan's Foreign Affairs Minister Barnaba Marial Benjamin was in the United States this week. He and his delegation, which included the minister in the office of the president, Awon Riak, held what Marial called extensive talks at the United Nations in New York and here in Washington with American and international officials. VOA fellow Michael Atit, South Sudan in Focus editor Karen Zaivogo, and I attended a news conference with Marial yesterday where he summarized his trip and why he made it. Michael, what did Marial say was the overriding reason for his visit to the United States?
Well, he said many times during his speech, which lasted at least half an hour, that he's here to convince South Sudan's international partners of this.
The message about coming here was actually to relate that the peace process has progressed tremendously.
Why is that, the fact that the peace talks are moving forward, such an important message for him to convey to the United States?
Well, it's Karen here. I think it's because we know that the United Nations is considering imposing sanctions, targeted sanctions, on people that are deemed to be continuing, prolonging the violence in South Sudan. And that is something that Marial seems to want to head off.
What we hear, like you hear, is that the government and the rebels have failed to move the peace process forward, and therefore we must sanction them. But the story is not as it is. The peace process has moved forward. So if the reason of suggesting sanctions is that there is no commitment in the peace process, then one can understand it. But the facts on the ground is that, as I've related to you now, that both sides have agreed on everything to bring peace to the country, except on the issue of the structures of the transitional government. Then why not give the chance then? Why not help now, since it is the last lap? It's just like you are running a marathon and you are just left with 10 meters away.
He wants to convince South Sudan's international partners that the country needs help and not punishment. And he also said that several times.
When a friend in need is a friend indeed, you don't punish a friend when he's in crisis. What you do, you help get him out of crisis, and then after that, you can look for accountability. The Republic of South Sudan is committed to having peace in our country, and that the process has progress, not the narrative that there is no progress in the peace process, and that we needed assistance. We needed help, not punishment.
Marial often chastised the media for misrepresenting South Sudan.
But what we want to clear with you, media people, don't say the delay in going to Addis is both sides. We now know clearly it is the rebels who are, because, and they have a reason, we understand it. They say, look, we have not yet consulted, give us time to consult.
And Michael, do you agree with what Marial is saying about the media, you know, not looking at South Sudan with a good eye?
Well, we have to. He also, in his speech, he credited actually the media reports on helping, you know, disseminating information about what situation is going in South Sudan, despite the fact that there is a conflict going on, being violated by either side or both sides, but he credited the media for that. I think that's also a good, you know, aspect, like looking at the media. So, but
he was more of saying that the media is not reporting what accurately on the progress made at the peace talks in Addis Ababa.
I remember at the end of his speech, he said, "Not all the media."
That's and right.
You're just 3 months here. You were in South Sudan and went through some, you know, quite unpleasant experience.
Well, at the end, media bill is out, and we are hopeful that media situation in South Sudan will see a light that can, you know, create a conducive environment for journalists to work. Right now, there are some journalists still in detention, and some of them are nowhere to be seen. Some of them are still in hiding. So there is a lot of, like, worries about the situation of media.
And let me get back to you, Karen. What is the gist of his talking yesterday. What do you think was the gist of his talk?
It could be characterized as a bit of a charm offensive. You know, he came over here and he went to the UN to try to get people on the side of basically the South Sudan government. So he's doing his job because, remember, he used to be the information minister. So he's used to being the spokesman, and he's also the chief diplomat as the foreign minister now. But on the media point, we did ask him, you know, how he's chastising the media so much. But we said, well, what are we supposed to do when we have trouble? And he said, well, you have the media law now, media laws, so you can just take the government to court.
Yeah, let's listen to that once again. Maybe it's a message that journalists in South Sudan would want to hear for themselves.
No, absolutely. The laws are there. The laws of the parliament has passed the media bills, which give the rights to the journalists for them to have. And if there is a government authority there trying to violate it, walk straight to your courts and you get your rights.
Yes, but the thing is, if, as Michael says, a lot of journalists are in prison or have completely disappeared and we don't know where they are.
Some are hiding.
In hiding as well. So we did say to him, well, if they're in prison or have completely disappeared, how are they supposed to bring a case against the government? How are they supposed to move forward and try to defend media rights in the country? There were several other things that he spoke about in addition to trying to stave off sanctions. He did say at the very end, as he was leaving, that he expects there will be peace soon. And that is a message that we've heard before from other government officials, including Michael Makuei. Michael Makuei actually gave you a date. He said December 15th.
Yes, he did. He did, actually. And when I pushed harder, he told me, let's be hopeful.
Yes. So, and I think that Marielle is also trying to be hopeful. And I think part of it is, part of their narrative is to try to convince the UN and the United States not to impose any more sanctions, to tell them, again, we need help, not punishment, which was
very clear in his speech.
Yeah, that was the theme of his message, actually, that yes, we need rewards, not punishment.
Yes. Mm-hmm.